Okay, thanks, Lyd. Okay, so we're going to talk about, you know, what's going on in our world today, because things are turning topsy-turvy. We got a lot of things happening. If we look around, we see stores closing everywhere. There's so much, you know, going on. We have this huge rapid rate of change that's going on in our society. We see artificial intelligence off the charts. We have gizmos in our homes that talk to us and talk back to us and play music at when we talk to them. We have the driverless cars. We have the ability to find out every aspect of our genetic background through DNA ancestry. We got robots taking off like crazy. Mary Jo, by the way, drafted that, you know, that presentation we used to do about 8 years ago in Manatech, when I put in there robots will be displacing so many workers. You know, that came out of an article I read, not my insight, but I thought that was critical for us to understand that 7-8 years ago, and that's why I built that presentation for Manatech. And you know, it's happening. So yeah, smartphones, of course. Oh my gosh, they're smarter than we are for sure. At least I'll take that position for myself. And bitcoins, we have this crazy. So everything's. Change is just part of our vocabulary. Every day it's a new change, right? So we have this rapid rate of change that's taking place. But we also see a tremendous change in our demographics with respect to the middle class, and we have middle classes are exploding everywhere. We see a huge change. Our highest demographics in 2018-19, millennials are number one today. As the boomers start losing their positioning, they're now all the senior citizens of the world, right? So there's just a lot of differences occurring within the mix of our, you know, society. So we need to take care of all of that. But all of these things present tremendous opportunities. One of the other huge changes we see, which comes out of this article that talks about, you know, direct selling news, it's about traditional retailers, and they are taking a beating. I mean, if you go out there today, you're going to find a lot of stores that you may have grown up with, right, that are changing dramatically. Yeah, you have, like, you see Toys R Us, you know, and Bon Bon went out of business already in 2018. We had over 10,000 stores in 2017 that closed, shuttered up, right? You see shopping malls totally becoming like, most of them first turned into like tumbleweeds flowing through them, so they're just deserted. And now you're seeing entertainment centers. I mean, they're bringing in huge, that's what they're becoming, you know, huge restaurants, you know, entertainment spots, all sorts of different gaming things that can be going on. So they're becoming like entertainment centers, and that's what they're using these huge facilities for today. That's the movement that's going on, because people will always be looking for entertainment. And then you see, you know, like were 10,000 stores shuttered in 2017, but that we lost 50,000 jobs were eliminated in 2017, over 50,000 jobs, which is exactly what I talked about last year at the close of a year ago. I was talking about that, getting people to go out there and say, you know, after the Christmas holidays, you had those temporary workers, they were all out of a job. Now, that's a trend in that time of year, but we're seeing a ton of people out of jobs permanent, you know, that are losing those retail jobs. And a lot of those people were part-time workers, not necessarily full-time, so they weren't basing their entire livelihood on it, but they were counting on, I think, extra $1,000, $2,000, maybe on a monthly basis. And you have the perfect opportunity for them. Yeah. So, you know, so we need to come up with target market. How do we approach these people? There's 101 ways, but you can do it on social media. You can do it by email banks. You can do it by any kind of, you know, Twitter. You can put any kind of social media platform you want to use. But you just need to come up with a little jingle. Like, you know, for the job things, you might say, used to be in retail, ? We have a spot for you. That's all you got to say. Used to be in retail, ? We have a spot for you. You know. Contact me. We'd love to talk. Yeah. Here's another one. Caught in retail as Amazonization of everything takes hold. Your best deal is with us. Something like that. Your next step is with us. Right? Yeah. So you just, here's another language you can use. Your bailout exists with us. You're bailing out of the Amazonization of everything. Come with us. We'll bail you out. You know, that's the kind of language. I mean, whatever you want to come up with, but use some cool language like that that kind of attracts people that are out there looking, because they're a ton looking. And this is going to attract not just people that have lost jobs in retail, but it's also going to attract people that haven't lost jobs, but they're just looking for a gig, because people are looking for gigs today, and we're going to talk more about that. So we already seen all these stores that are going out of business, and in 2018, the projections are off the charts. They show, I'm just going to give you a few of them. Walgreens is closing 600 stores, Ann Taylor Loft and Dress Barn, 500 stores, Rue 21, 396 stores, Gap is closing 200 stores. Of course, Toys R Us went out of business, Vitamin World, 124 stores. I mean, on and on and on. These things are shuttering all over the place. So it's not ending. It's just a continuing process. So 2018 is just a repeat of 2017, and there's no stoppage in place that we see for what's going on. So But there still is some retail available, because people still are going to go out and retail in some of the things, so we can look at that. Direct sales themselves in 2017, they were down 1.8%, but the direct sales is going, this is a huge opportunity for us to explode. He believes the industry is seeing more of a shift than a decline. It's a major shift that we're seeing. So what do we need to do as direct sales companies? What do we need to, and he, this article is really based on communicating with companies and talking to corporate CEOs, but I think it gives us a lot of insight as people out in the field, and that's why I'm transitioning, give you guys some ideas from it that just triggered in my brain as I was reading this. What must direct sales company do? Well, find more precise ways of differentiating themselves. Okay, how do we differentiate ourselves from what's going on in the retail marketplace? And, you know, one of the great things that we have is we have the ability to create relationships with repeat customers, creating income streams, right, for us. And I love my customer base. I have a huge connectiveness with my consumer base. I'm always available. I put out quarterly wellness newsletters, because I try to do it monthly, but it was just a little much every month for me to do it. So I just do it on a quarterly basis now. So it's just a great gift to everybody. They know Mary Jo's always available. When I see an article come out that's really useful, I might drop that out there to everybody. So there is other communication going to my consumer base. But they know, you know, I always tab on the bottom, you know, free health consult, anything going on for you, need some help, discernment on products, love to help you research, you know, so there's always that contribution being made in every which way I can to just support my consumer base. So I don't become just an upline to people. I become, you know, the answer. I get calls all the time. Over this weekend alone, I got a call from a gal, and she was discouraged. She goes, oh, Mary Jo, she's just basically a consumer in my organization, and she was just diagnosed with osteoporosis. So she wanted to talk to me about that. And that's great. I love that. I love that. Because I can sit there and talk to her about diet. And some of you on the phone today are going, oh, Mary Jo, I wouldn't be able to tell people what to do with their diet. Just tell her, listen, I'll send you, oh, my gosh, let me help you out. Let me send you an email. I'll just write in there about what products you should take, make sure you're on these, and then what you should look at for your diet, eliminating things perhaps in your diet that are robbing you of bone density. And that's all you tell them on the phone. And then you go and Google it. Every one of you, you're all experts. You're just one step away of having the information you need to communicate. And you Google it, and you don't take the first one. You look at four or five, so you can kind of take a summary of them all and look at some of the best. I happen to love Mercola and some other sources that are just really terrific, people I trust, right? So that's what I don't look at Tom, Dick, and Harry, what they say. I typically look for doctors and not necessarily medical doctors, because they tend to go drug route, and we don't recommend that. But each one of you are capable of answering this question. So be that person. Be that something greater. Your consumer base will be so dependent on you, and they will love you forever. So what do you think will happen with their orders? They'll never stop buying from you, because you're not just selling them products. You are a resource to them in a time where their lives are really busy. Could they do exactly what you just did? Of course. But are they willing to do it? No. And would they rather hear from you? Yeah, because they realize that you spend more time in the health industry than they do. So you might have greater insight for them. So just delve into that. Dive into it. Do it. You know, be something more to them. So that's what we have, is that ability to create those relationships, in-depth relationships with a customer base that, you know, you can't do in the gig economy. That doesn't exist. You know, you want to go and do Uber, and he jumps in your car, and he jumps out. You never see him again, right? So it's a different story. We have the opportunity to be a lot more to people. And, you know, I can't emphasize enough to you how important each one of your customers is to you. So treat them that way, because it's all those customers that make up your check on a monthly basis. And that's what you want to do. You want to make sure that you're protecting your cash flow, but more importantly, you're out there to protect other people and help them be more educated and understand the importance of these products in their lives. We really don't have to get, even though some of the statistics have gone down for 2017, they're already being driven back up in 2018, but the industry is resegmenting the base of independent reps from discount buyers to preferred customers. So what we saw, what Manatech did and their comp plan, and, you know, and by the way, you guys, you need to know that Manatech is being applauded all across the direct sales industry. I mean, Al Bala, he travels all over the place, and he's just getting kudos by everybody. And, you know, I read the summaries of some of the events. I get feedback from some of them, and he just touted, and Manatech is always highlighted. And well, I was at the Direct Sales Association meeting this past June, and Manatech was mentioned from stage numerous times for how they've conquered this whole thing about what's going on with, you know, customers and rebuilding their comp plan to be more customer oriented. And all, I mean, it just really was amazing how many kudos we got for what we've done and how we avoided, you know, the Texas AG case and all this stuff, and rebuilding the way we did business, and that we really were a shining star in the industry. I mean, recognize that's who we are, because we do things right and we have the right legal, you know, stance in them. So some of you who would love to go out and give testimonials from people every day of your life, understand that we've been through that period in our lives, and we are recognized as one of the shining stars now in the industry to be clean and not break the law. So super. Anyway, the other thing is that the other thing we see happening in our world today, too, is the job market. I mean, we have one of the lowest unemployment rates, 3.9% or something, that we've seen. I mean, it's been gradually going down over the last, 10 years. It's now at 3.9. So we're, overemployed when you look at unemployable people, too, as well. So that's happening in our industry. So there's people have chosen traditional work, but that doesn't mean they're making traditional money, right? And we're going to talk about that, because what's happened to the wage industry is just horrible. I mean, I was doing some readouts today in many, just Googling that, and they're talking about, the wages are flat, if not declining. And in fact, I was reading an article that said the top 25 cities where the wage rate has gone down in the last year, and eight of them are in Texas. I was like, oh my gosh, this crazy. So, I kind of plug that out there. We have 8 major cities in Texas now that the average wage has gone down in the last year. So, and it's even when wages are actually going up a little bit, they did a study, the Bureau of Labor Statistics studied that, and they found that workers are working more hours. It wasn't attributable to a wage rate going up, but wage rates are really been basically flat for the last year and a half, 2 years. And so people, when you see flat wages, what happens? What do you know? It means disposable income is going down because inflation's gone up. And a lot of other things happening in our economy are causing prices to go up. And so we have things that cost a lot more, but yet people are making less money. So there's a greater demand out there for alternative streams of income. So it's a chance for us in the direct sales industry to really raise our game. And the Sensi CEO said, he talked about it, he said the companies and industries have to adjust to market forces and economic winds that blow. We're in a great transition period. Good companies are setting their sales differently, and bad companies are going to get washed out. And that's a good thing for us, because we are one of those great companies. So we're going to see other companies fall by the wayside, and we consistently see that in the direct sales industry, because you and I, in fact, I had somebody approach me like in the last year that said, Mary Jo, I have this new idea and I'd love to set up. You've been in direct sales for 20 years. Would you like to join me to da-da-da-da? I'd like to set up the, and I was like, no, thank you. I'm not about a product in the garage. I'm just like, how in the world could I get associated with that? No matter how much money we might make in 12 months. I mean, it's just, to me, it's like, I'm not in this for 12 months and taking people's money and then dropping it. That's not the goal out there. When I look at all the research and the science behind Amber Toast, I couldn't possibly get involved with somebody that concocted a product in the garage, right? I mean, it's like great. Yet that's what happens out there. And by the way, I think I talked about it last week as well, but, you know, somebody had me research another company product, because, and that's another benefit I give to everybody in my downline that makes me invaluable to people. I want to become invaluable to my downline, right? I want to be a resource always to my people. And they sent me a name of a company. They said, oh, my niece is involved in this. It's taking off. She's really pressuring me to buy some of the products. And I researched the company and the website. I couldn't even find the ingredients to the products. It was so, you know, it was a beautiful website. I mean, somebody really did a great job in marketing and blah, blah, blah. And Dr. So-and-so was all over the website, Dr. This, Dr. That, same doctor, right? So finally, I decided to look up the doctor because I didn't know anything about him, and I couldn't find him anywhere in the medical. So I looked in, I just did a, you know, a Google search on Dr. So-and-so, looked at LinkedIn. Oh, my gosh. This guy, ready? He's a doctor, 35 years marketing consultant. He has a PhD in marketing. Hello. Hello. Am I going to buy nutritional supplements from a guy who's got a PhD in marketing? I don't think so. You know. Okay. So, but trust me, that's what goes on in the industry. So it's about the quick money. So those companies are always going to be consistently popping up and consistently, what, going out of business. So we stay away from those. Manitech has a phenomenal history, you know, and so we just love that we've been through ups and downs. We've been through thick and thin. We're survivalists, right? And we have what I consider the best, single most important nutritional supplement in the marketplace today called Amber Toast, right? And no one else has it. No one else can light a candle to it. And most of that is because we have the exclusive rights on where we grow it. And they have, you know, formulated the most incredible process of extracting the best, highest quality, highest concentration of mannose from the aloe vera plant of any place else in the world. And, you know, other people, you know, they go run, chase after other companies that are growing their aloe in China, and that's one of the most highly polluted countries in the world. And, you know, and they wonder why they're not getting the same results when they use that product, because it's, again, aloe. But remember, 8 necessary saccharides for cell-to-cell communication, and mannose is the most crucial one. And we have the best, absolute best aloe in the world. And I can say that because Manitech says it, okay? So, and if they want proof of it, we have plenty of that to support us as well. So that's where our position is. All right, enough sales job on Manitech. Why Manitech? Okay, the way forward, DSA annual meeting in June, Industry Research Committee solicited ideas on what the industry can do to compete in the marketplace, as well as offering several of its own recommendations, right? And they feel that leveraging the still strong desire among millennials and Gen Z to make extra income, there are a lot of those kids that are still looking to make extra income. Some of you know I went after that target market with student loan debt. I spent almost a year targeting that market, built a funnel system, everything else, probably talked to 200, 300, maybe more than that. Lydia had me, well, maybe 400. Millennials, through, you know, getting contacts with social media, putting ads on Facebook ads, all that kind of stuff. And I just, you know, I got a few of them signed up, but it never really panned out because I found that a lot of them, and people were laughing, some of them, when I gave them my summary of what my, you know, experience was around that. And they said, they're just lazy. And I don't really believe that. I just believe that $500 wasn't enough to trigger them to make a difference. As much as the student loan payments were causing them pain in the butt, making an extra $500 a month wasn't worth for them learning another skill. Does that make sense? So the idea for me now, I'm putting together a whole new plan around $1,000. I think speaking thousands. So I'm going to test market that. And, of course, you guys are all beneficiaries. I'll let you know what happens with that. But the millennials and Gen Zs, it's got to be significant enough that they're going to be attracted to it. And $500 a month, as easy as it is to make $500 a month in Manatech, they just weren't interested in learning a new skill or bugging, quote-unquote, bugging their friends or whatever to get there. So we need to make it, you know, one. So my whole program is going to be 1,000 plus a month. 90 days to get there. Are you interested? And I have all, you know, I'm putting together the background and the research on all that to make a business presentation as well that covers that. We still need to go after them. It's a group of people that are dynamic as all get out there. The number one, I mean, the millennials alone are the greatest, you know, group of people in the whole world. And I remember when I first started Manatech 20 years ago, 20-some years ago, we really went after the big, because they were the largest target market, and we did gangbusters in the baby boomer. The problem today is that the baby boomers are all senior citizens, and the other, not all of you. I don't want to suggest all of you are, but majority. I'm in my 60s, and I was born in 54, so that, you know, there aren't too many years beyond that are still in the baby boomer group. But the idea is that we're in our seniors, so a lot of them aren't really going to be active, working really hard, 8 hours a day or 12 hours a day or whatever, to make a business grow. And we're losing baby boomers and definitely not gaining more. I mean, because we only have X number in them, so there's no way of adding more. So we're just on a constant loss because people are dying off. So we're looking at this new generation of millennials as being huge. So we need to figure out a way to target them. They also offer support, comp plans, incentives that resonate with the modern independent representatives. They think differently, they act differently, their attention span shorter. So we need to have situations where we really kowtow to the millennial needs. And I'm building some of that into that because I did a lot of teaching and training and understanding of that when I did my first program, and now I'm taking it to another level. With all the job market drying up in terms of some of these sidekick jobs, the retail outlets, all that kind of stuff, there's going to be more there. The other thing we need to do, too, is we need to be able to distinguish the gig economy, because a lot of these kids are going driving cars, they're Uber drivers, they're Airbnb, all this kind of stuff. They're using their assets that they have to earn money off of them. But there's crises around the whole gig economy. I mean, it's not residual. I always find, you know, I don't want to make money for a day. I want to make money for a life. It's like some of the language I put it further down under four was build a future, not just another day. That's what I like to use with them. Build a future, not just another day. In other words, when you're out Ubering, you're just building another day. The minute your day's done, you're done earning. The next day, you got to start all over again. So you're just building another day. Why don't I want to build something that's residual, that's repetitive? The income keeps coming. On the work I do today, I keep making money off of it for the rest of my life, right? So that's a huge selling point. So just using language, and I'm not telling you my language is best. I just threw that out there, build a future, not just another day. Okay? So good. Finding good language to use with millennials is important, too. And the other problem with, you know, if I don't know how many of you have done Uber driving, things like that, but you destroy your car. You put a ton of miles on it. I mean, the excessive amount of miles is crazy. And there are a lot of insurance companies now that are looking at how many miles you're putting on, and there are other people not, meeting expectations with some of the other contracts they have with, you know, things that can cover your car, extra kind of coverage that you might have. If you're an Uber driver, they subtract that. I mean, there's just a lot of things going on out there about that Uber driver takes away, like the guarantee on your, if you have a guarantee on coverage on your car. I think Lydia had some kind of extra insurance on it. And the gap insurance, I think. The gap insurance, are you guys familiar with gap insurance when you buy a car if you happen to get in an accident? Because the minute you drive a car off the lot, what happens? The value of the car went down by $5,000 when you buy a new car. So if you get in an accident and your loan is, you know, 90% of the value, you got to come out of pocket $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 of cash because the insurance only covers fair market value at the time, right? So it's called gap insurance. Well, gap insurance has now got an addendum to it that kills you if you're doing gigs like this, like Uber driving. So That's a problem people don't understand. But the tons of mileage you put on it is really kills your car as well when you're doing that. So the money you're making probably is not very commensurate with what you're losing, right? So you want to be able to distinguish some of the things, gig versus others. You want to build a future, not just another day. Offer support, our comp plans, incentives. Of course, we love incentives. You know, millennials love to travel because they love to have fun. They, you know, they're people like to call them lazy. I think they just enjoy life. They want to go out and enjoy. If somebody has a free trip, they're going to be on board with the free trip. In Manatech, I'm telling you that the incentives they have today are nothing compared to what we used to have to work so hard to do 10 years ago. They have reduced the requirements so significantly that we used to have to increase our volume by like 10% or 20%. I mean, it was pretty significant what we had to do in terms of today you have to increase it by $1. Your GPV. You just need $1 increase in GPV over the whole 5-month period. And guess what happens? You can win the trip. Of course, you have to, you know, get the new people and the volume associated with new customers and new associates. But there's only a $1 increase in total GPV over 5 months. That's crazy to me. I mean, it makes the winning it so much easier. So, you know, getting millennials involved and things like that on a very easy, simple system of winning, you know, incentives, we should all be all over that, right? We want to, segment and track our retail customers. Again, what I talked about earlier, how do I be the best support system for my retail customers as I can be compared to what I do for my independent associates? One's business group, one's pure consumer. What are we doing to really support both? We can't treat them, the same. They're different. So we need to segment and track them differently. If you're not doing that today, you're making a big mistake. So look at how am I supporting my organization? Am I tracking my consumers differently than I am my independent reps? And if you don't have people underneath you that are signing up customers who are supporting them, always highlight the fact, hey, you guys, if you want me to send out the newsletter, if you want to tap them into my newsletter, fine. I've had no one in my organization say, no, Mary Jo, don't send them. They just love the additional kind of support that we can give them. So how important is that? Great, great. The clearly articulate direct sales value proposition, specifically with the gig economy, I just highlighted that in terms of building a future, not just another day. You know, the gig economy is all about non-relational, and I think somewhat that's why some millennials might like it. There's no long-term commitment there. But the idea of being able to build yourself as an expert in something, millennials like that. So using language around, why not become an expert? All an expert is somebody that knows a little bit more than the last guy. You got to define expert for them. Because when they think of expert, they won't think about, oh, you're going to send me back to college and make me go back and get more debt. No, I'm just going to help you. within a month, you'll have more information than 99% of Americans on health. And just take a few classes, read a few articles, read a couple books, and guess what? You're off to the races running, right? So that's what you want to do, is help the millennials see what an expert really is in the health field so they can delve into it and be a part of that. And in the meantime, they can tap into you and your knowledge, right? And you can show up and teach them how to do effective research on the drop of a dime. So those are all great. And, of course, Manatech also has a significant library to really help people. I love the Manatech Science website for that, to really help people understand our products and why they're so terrific. But those are within the gig economy, you're not an expert on anything except driving different places or renting out your house or whatever. You want to give them a skill set. There's another thing, because we're in the health and wellness, is it not important to them to be healthy the rest of their lives? So in the process of doing all of this, it's the greatest contribution. Here's what you, it's one of the greatest contributions you can make to your own life, because you're going to become an expert on health yourself. And isn't health important to you for the rest of your life? You may have 50, 60, 70 more years on this planet. Don't you want to be as healthy as you can be? And so that's another great reason to get involved in a health industry and make money from it, because it's something you really would like to learn anyway. You follow? A lot of these people want to know more about their bodies and their health. So this gives them an opportunity to not just go through the education, but to make money off of that educational process. Another great selling point. So we define, our recommendation is define products and business opportunities clearly, make it simple. That's part of one of the things I'm doing. I'm working with Manatech people internally now on building a plan, on getting people to $1,000 as fast as possible, and then being able to articulate that really clearly, because I don't want it to be something that's, you know, too complicated. I'm not going to give them seven options. Our comp plan is as easy as it is, because there are only six ways to earn. It's still complicated as all get out when you're trying to tell somebody how to grow their business. So I'm working definitively on that. Offer competitive prices. Manatech does that already. Improving technology tools. We have massive technology. In fact, some of you hold your hands up and go, I don't want to touch Manatech Plus. It might be a little overwhelming, but it's a matter of just putting every day, putting in a little bit of time, or every week, putting a little time to learn more about it. In fact, we had some calls from people that didn't understand even how to get out the landing page for people to buy their own samples. That's one of the things that I trained and taught on my Monday call. Critical for you to have that down and understand how to use that off the Manatech Plus, right? It's really important, because that's where you're going to have your highest percentage of responsiveness, off the, where people pay for it themselves. When people put $5 in to buy samples, they're going to be 10 times more likely to be the ones that purchase the product. So I highly suggest, if you don't know how to do that yet, get yourself trained on that. It's simple. It's on Manatech's webpage. And, of course, we trained on it as well. Improved technologies and tools and use of big data. You're going to see a lot of that coming out with my new business presentation I'll offer up to everybody. Become more customer-focused. We talked extensively about that already on this call. Develop more effective training for independent representatives. I think we're doing a good job of that on Saturday morning trainings. We're also talking about, you know, looking, utilizing what the new Manatech Success website, because that they've implemented that now, that website that eight presidentials created just for all of you. They spent endless hours working on it, endless hours, phone calls, massive time, implementation, everything, and that site is now fully operational and up and running, and it's getting on the email to every brand new associate is sent to that website first. So you need to go there. success.manatech.com, I believe is what it is. I don't even remember. They've used so many names for it, and I think they're changing. But I believe that's what it is. But go, use our website. That's so crucial for people to understand how to do the business, so you don't have to train them from scratch. Everything's there. So just go there and utilize that. We're updating it now with Ambertoast Life, the new videos on our new Ambertoast Life. We also still have a whiteboard animation to do, but we deleted the space on the website, so that's not a detractor factor. But there's your training site. So it takes away a lot of that work. But you have to understand that site for you to walk through. And as I suggested to everybody, build yourself a checklist of just so that every day you're working with somebody, you have their name at the top of a sheet. Every brand new associate you bring on, you have their name at the top of a sheet, and you work with them through the checklist to make sure they've gone through each one, and you have a conversation about it. Each page, each training, each, you know, whatever, you want to make sure that they're doing the trainings and getting the things set up that they need to, right? Amen to that. So we just got a lot of things that are supporting us in a million ways to be able to train our independent associates. Every day, blocking and tackling is needed as well. Are your products on trend? And this is all from Manatech itself, and we keep giving them insights of what we see. Are we providing good customer service? That's up to you, right? Are consultants growing their base? Look at that. You know, these are the things that sustain your growth. And we always know customers want their products faster and for less. So we work for that. That's why we took off the shipping charges. You know, that's amazing how many people get on automatic order today because they don't have to pay for shipping, and how many people I can raise up from $80 to $100 just to avoid shipping charges. People don't like to put money out there for nothing, and that's what they look at, is a shipping charge is just a wasted money to them. And of course, Amazonization of everything is what created that reality for people, and thank goodness Manatech jumped on board with that. It's huge, makes a huge difference. A bigger gig, Orville Thompson, CEO from Sensi, said, we need to ask ourselves, are our products on trend? spend? Are we providing good customer service, right? Are consultants growing their base? These are three things, blocking and tackling, that came up above as well. And those are the things we want to focus on from a corporate base as well. Our competition is also with Uber and TaskRabbit. Other independent U economies exploded, right? As many as one-third of U.S. workers can be categorized as gig employees today. That's crazy. Did you guys get that? One out of three. How do we compete? Newskin president put it out there. We provide a gig and more opportunity. So that's a great, another language, gig and more opportunity beyond the single product or service transaction in the gig economy. That's what we provide. So you can use that language. When people talk about, well, I'm doing this Uber thing, I say, well, we provide gig and more. That's lingo that will help you change how, again, build a future, not just, I left off the word just, so add that in there on number B, 4B2, add the word just after not. Build a future, not just another day. Long-term relationship with customers, we talked about that. And 4, we no longer have the corner in the market of freedom and flexibility. This is important. Because when you go out there and you try to sell, you know, network marketing, we used to sell on freedom and flexibility. Gig economy is all over freedom and flexibility. So the lingo is not something new. It's not, we don't have the market on it. So, you know, you can still talk about it, but talk about distinguishing it from what the gig economy looks like. So we want to make sure that we're emphasizing the long-term relationships and long-term revenue streams, because that's what it's about. It's about building a, you know, building a paycheck every month that comes no matter whether you work or not. You're building the residual income stream. And that's huge. And I'm not saying if I retire tomorrow, I'm going to make the same amount of money 5 years from now, because obviously I won't be supporting my organization and growing it. If I'm not growing, they're not going to grow, right? But the idea is that supporting people and being able to operate from that level and just loving on people every day is not a bad way to live your life, right? And to know that income's coming, no matter if I don't sign up anybody this month, I'm going to make X dollars this month. No matter what, right? But why do I sign people up? Because I love to contribute to people's lives. And I know the difference these products make in people's lives. And I love to offer an incredible opportunity for people to have a better financial base. Because residual streams of income, you know, I'm a preacher of that. I teach entrepreneurship today. I talk to people about, you know, multiple streams of income. I think it's crucial. If you don't have multiple streams of income, you're not protected today in our society. You're not protected. Because you never know when those are going to dry up. Just as we see the, you know, the whole retail market disappear, you know, it's crazy. When you're dependent on one job or one income stream, you're in trouble, and you're max stressed. I think it's what causes all the stress out there as well, because you know that dependency is on one thing. So, and we need to respond to millennial effect, right? And some of these things we've already done with Manatech, but this is just comes out of the article so you can see how on top of it we are. No Social Security number on signups. We don't require that. Customers don't waive sign-up fees for new customers. We have no sign-up fees for new customers. And restructuring comp plans to give alternative ways on how to grow the business. Millennials want to do it their way. We have done all of that, people. That is why Manatech is so highly recognized at all these direct selling association meetings. Al's a guest speaker at so many of them. Because why? Because Manatech is looked at as at the forefront of what's happening in the direct sales industry. So let's go out there and make it the best we can. So we're excited about what's happening out there. We're excited to be a part of Manatech. I believe we're on board with the best company in terms of all the changes that we've made. Other companies are struggling to go through that. Right now, some of them aren't even struggling. They're just going to go out of business because they're not willing to take on the challenges of a new economy. But we've done that. So let's now go and perform and utilize everything that we've created that meets all of these things. In this brand new article about a new age of direct selling, Manatech's all over it. So any questions from you guys today? Can I answer any questions in the field? Did you guys enjoy the call today? Did it open your eyes to something?
Mary Jo, this is Mary Earp. Thank you so much. I got to tell you, every single Monday, if it be you or you have a guest speaker, and Lydia, I just want to acknowledge your service. Bless you.
Thanks, Mary. Thanks, Dal. I love it. I appreciate you, because if it weren't for you, I wouldn't be here. You know what I mean? I need an audience for me to, you know, and I just I love teaching and training, and I love the excitement about this industry and what it presents for everybody. And of course, I will always tell you, we are with the best company out there. So
how do you deal with these so many Oilers? I mean, they don't care about anything but, I don't know, I mean, I can't speak for somebody else, but that's what I've been having to teach people. It's not, you know, you got to eat food. I mean, that's what Manatech's all about, missing nutrition.
Right, right. And so what was your, how do you deal with all these, I missed that word.
Everybody around my area is joining all these different oil companies. You know, they get in.
Oh, oil companies. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oil, but what are oils about? What are oils about?
Well, they're kind of chasing symptoms. You got this problem.
Yeah, hey, okay. Well, now, Mary, you got it. You got it. You have your finger right on it, yet you're not using it.
Hmm.
Our whole approach is not about chasing symptoms. Our approach is about how do I create the greatest wellness in my body so I'm not chasing symptoms all my life. Because, you know, as good as oils can be, you know, and you understand they're biblical based and blah, 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 and there is some veracity to what they're doing. But I've never seen anyone cured of cancer from oils, no matter what your people tell you. And yet cancer is like one of our number one killers in the United States today. So what are you doing with your body internally from purely a holistic approach on how you're eating and supplementing properly to make sure you don't get there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and you can even tell people, you can say, because people use Mary Jo a lot in out there, and they go, there's this gal, I mean, we have people in their mid-60s, baby boomers, their blood pressure is 92 over 58, which is just what it was when they were 18. They're on zero prescription drugs. They run circles around their 8 grandchildren. Oil's going to do that for you? No, because oils are all about treating symptoms.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
We're about a holistic approach about how we help the body never have symptoms to start with. Wow, what a difference. That's how you distinguish yourself. Does that help?
Mary Jo? Yes, thank you.
You bet.
Another Mary in Phoenix. Thank you so much for answering Mary's question, because, you know, that kind of thing comes up for me. But
yep.
Thank you for giving us the perspective from DSA and how Manatech stands in the industry of direct sales. I don't keep on top of that, like I said.
Yeah.
And
in
your perspective and your reading these articles, going to the conference about it, to me, that is so important for me being out in the field out here in Phoenix. Lots of companies, and I don't always realize that we have an excellent reputation. These people might not know us, but the people in the industry know us. And
absolutely.
Thanks for that credibility that helps me in my confidence level. I really appreciate
it. You bet, Mary. Absolute. And know that we are highly respected in the industry. I mean, we went through the biggest bump in the world, right, when we almost went out of business with Sam and that stuff going on with the Texas AG.
Right.
But that made us, I mean, it just caused Manatech to go through tremendous changes then. And then with our new comp plan and Al having the foresight with that, rebuilding all of that and building the whole customer base thing we have now with the customers pay the same price as associates, no startup fee, blah, 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 all that. Unbelievable sets us apart from everybody else in a huge way. So you bet that, and that's why Al is so honored at all these conferences. I mean, he's speaking, he spoke internationally, he spoke up in Canada, he spoke in Europe, he loves to be on stage as well, but the reason he's such a highlighted speaker is because people have seen the tremendous changes Manatech has made to meet what the demands are in our society today in the changes in network marketing as a business model. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have, be proud out loud, okay? Here you go. and I don't know very many companies that can show you how to make $500 as simply as we can. I mean, it just doesn't exist. I mean, I want you all to remember that in the past, under our old comp plan, which is only, you know, we've only had the new comp plan for, a year now? You're a little over a year. It took 60 people ordering $100 a month for you to make 60 people ordering $100 a month for you to make $500. Today, it takes 15. So, I mean, hello. I mean, whoa. Yeah, incredible opportunity there to help people make a big difference in terms of meeting their monthly financial needs. So, yeah. Anyone else? Okay, everyone, have a great week. Let's go out there and make a difference for the world. Okay, everybody, love you guys, and we'll talk to you from San Diego next Monday morning.